Paul, it's hot. It's the summertime.
It's August.
Yeah, what do you do in times like these?
I could really go for some watermelon.
The life is speculation, from heaven to hell to reincarnation. When I realized we are one organism, that led to my decision to make people my religion. To be an ancestor honored in remembrance, because the seeds I planted are harvested by descendants, helping generations I won't see. That's a miracle. Nothing in this world can be more spiritual. Because heaven exists in the mind of the living, with where you'll be if you're kind and giving. To put our ancestors in that final destination, we are here to pour libation. Pour it out. We're about to take a moment to recognize our ancestors and those who were here with us and are now gone. Remember, energy does not die. Transform.
Pour it out.
We never forget, so never fear. For homies away here, we pouring out a beer.
Pour it out.
Pour it out.
Pour it out.
Because of you, we'll never be the same. We keep saying your name while we pour champagne.
Pour it out.
Pour champagne.
Pour it out.
For the mothers and the father figures, your flames the flickers. We pouring out some liquor.
Pour it out. Yeah.
We pouring out some liquor.
Pour it out.
With the sons and the daughters of heroes and martyrs on you by pouring out some water.
Pour it out.
And die, it transforms.
Heaven exists in the mind of the living.
It's where you be if you're kind and giving. To put our ancestors in our final destination, we are here to pour libation.
Pour it out.
We never forget, so never fear. For homies who wait here, we're pouring out a beer.
Pour it out.
For homies who wait here, we're pouring out a beer.
Pour it out.
Because of you, we'll never be the same. We keep saying your name while we pour champagne.
Pour it out. Pour it out.
For the mothers and the father figures, your flames the flickers, we pouring out some liquor.
Pour it out.
Flames the flickers, we pouring out some liquor.
Pour it out.
With the sons and the daughters of heroes and martyrs on you by pouring out some water.
Pour it out.
Energy doesn't die, it transforms.
Heaven exists in the mind of the living.
It's where you'll be if you're kind and giving. To put our ancestors in the final destination, we're here to
pour it out.
This is how it works. Ancestors aren't buried in the dirt. It's not metaphor. It's not simile. I'm talking spiritually to scientifically. I mean literally. They're in our DNA. They're alive in the things that we do and say. Lessons they taught and examples they gave. Last night's when they are buried in their grave. So I try to understand and remember them. Learn from their lives and know what they depend on them. From when the lights turn on them with a phase to black. Our lifespan shorter than a finger. And that's time. I'll never get back. So I use that time to keep the circle intact. Death will feel like before you were born. Energy doesn't die, it transforms.
Heaven exists in the mind of the living.
It's where you be if you're kind and giving. To put our ancestors in a final destination, we're here to pour libation.
Pour it out.
Now's the time where we recognize some of that energy that came before us. I'ma shout out some of my ancestors. Feel free to shout out some of yours.
Pour it out.
I say.
Pour it out.
I say.
Pour it out.
I say.
Pour it out.
Pour it out.
Pour it out.
Pour it out.
Yeah. Pour it out.
I say.
Pour it out.
My name is Tony, and I'm here to say, welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you Hades Rocks. Hi, I'm Tony Pareko.
Hey, I'm Paul Vodra. That was Bomani Arman. The track was called Libation. It is the lead-off track from his new album, The Watermelon Man.
Which is what I thought the band name was.
I understand. That comes out on September 21st. He loves him some watermelon. On the cover of the album is The Watermelon Man spelled out with watermelon seeds. He's really into it.
I had an absolutely lovely watermelon gazpacho last night with
dinner. Ooh, I love me some watermelon gazpacho.
That was great for the summer weather.
Oh man, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
That was cool.
So Armand's Bandcamp handle, by the way, is notarapper.bandcamp.com. He considers himself a poet with a hip-hop style. I'm not sure that there's
that much
of a distinction, but that's fine. So as you heard in the song, energy does not die, it transforms. That is his mantra that reminds him how temporary our existence is, but how permanent our spirit is. He got well known back in 2007 with a track called Read a Book.
Which,
if you haven't heard it, really go check that out. And it was kind of so popular that BET actually made an animation for the song, and it's a really funny song. So check that out. He definitely has a fun style. I like it. He also writes a lot on his website, on his blog, and he wrote this about Watermelon Day. Watermelon Day is a celebration of summer and summer's favorite fruit. Established by the National Watermelon Association, it is now celebrated nationwide. In Washington, D.C., Bomani Armand began celebrating Watermelon Day with festivals featuring music and art in Northwest D.C. starting in 2011. Today, not only does Watermelon Day feature summer's favorite fruit, it also features everything black, red, and green, which are the colors of the African flag. Watermelon Day has also come to stand for black cultural pride. Inspired, instead of being repulsed by the stereotype that black people like watermelon, the D.C. Watermelon Day celebrations ask and answer the crucial question, why should black people care if they are associated with love and eating watermelon? We as an ethnic group and culture should decide what parts of our history we embrace and reject without consideration to what those who are outside and opposed to us think. Watermelon is incredibly healthy and practical while having a long history of sustaining and sweetening the lives of black people ever since they arrived here enslaved. To this end, Watermelon Day has featured black businesses, black books, African drumming and dancing, as well as spoken word poetry, hip hop, rock and roll, and funk music.
Man,
I can totally get behind that.
No, okay. It's really, really awesome. However, I just try to not put my hands on anything controversial ever. I mean, I really strive for absurdist. There's a lot about that I could not.
And I always thought it was kind of weird growing up when I would hear that stereotype and I would think, but I love watermelon. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, wait, can't we all just love watermelon?
I actually didn't even hear about that until maybe I was well into middle school, maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't hit a lot of hit a lot of that stereotypical knowledge really wasn't dropped on me really. Yeah. So
depends on where you grow up and the people you grow up around.
Yeah, let's play some more music.
So I heard a rumor that your boy Will Copps has some new stuff out, and that he is now a DC area resident.
Yeah.
So now he counts.
We've been counting him all along.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. But no, yeah, he's got this new thing out that I didn't even know was a thing, because we'll talk about that
after we hear the song.
Yeah, this is Will Copps with Rush.
Go, go. I don't wanna go, 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 go. I don't wanna go, go. I don't wanna go.
I'm just going to say it. I think that's Will Kopp's best work so far, like hands down, as an electronic producer. And just again, I've been watching this guy all the way since the beginning when he was playing like Linkin Park keyboard riffs in his room in high school. Like
in high school.
In high school. Because we were in a band together.
Yes.
So Yeah, so cool.
The song was called Rush, and it is a double single, I guess, is what that's called. The other track is called Release, and it is a 2-track free download at willcops.bandcamp.com.
Really excellent. So what really actually struck me about that, a couple of things. One thing about Will's work with his electronic music in the past, a piece will kind of stay at the same level throughout.
Yeah.
This, things got creepy halfway through. Mm-hmm. Really creepy.
Yeah.
And really towards the end, there were a lot of different layers. You know how like Kevin Shields from My Bloody Valentine was quoted as saying like he wanted to make 3D guitar music?
Yeah. Yep.
And it really kind of sounds like what Will's pulling off with this electronic stuff. And it's really, really cool. Great job, man. Mm-hmm. Now, can we just please get some fucking dinner? Come on, man.
Well, so
he's
what's
busy.
What's it. Been going on with Will?
Everyone's busy. Like, Will's been in Germany for the last 3 years.
And just moved here.
Just moved back here.
Yeah. Very excited about that. And some of you might have been paying very close attention and realized that Will Kopps is in the duo Wall of Trophies with Brittany Jean. And we played a song of theirs from their debut album a few months ago on Hometown
Fall.
Sounds.
It was in the fall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really good stuff.
Neat.
And we were a little confused about the vocals in the beginning of that song.
Because, you know, okay, vocal treatment, like pitch shifting, just makes me laugh. Because there's that thing in like hip hop where they'll have like a lady's voice pitch shift all the way up and sped up. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like on Kanye songs.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it's like creating a voice of a person that would never have that voice.
Right.
It's a complete fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Blows my mind, man.
I didn't even realize that was Will's voice.
Yeah, no, we asked him. And I was like, I texted him, which actually just reminded me about the days when we would email people for tracks like the day we were recording.
Yep.
And I'd be like, I hope they get this to us. Because like he said in his liner notes that he had some samples from some Wall of Trophy stuff, which we thought was Brittany Jean's sample vocals. Yeah. And no, it was just
pure Will.
Pure Will magic. The zhush. All right.
I'm very much looking forward to some live Wall of Trophies shows if they can make that happen now that Will's back here. I really want to see that.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Will.
He is.
It's a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got him by the finger.
Let's hear some more music. Is this one of your favorite bands,
Yes,
Tony?
It is. Oh my God. This is like one of the only other bands that I would feel good talking about the same level of enthusiasm.
This is Clones of Clones.
Feel right, weak in the knees. that just confuse me. I'm not your silly love song. As far as I can tell, everything feels so divine. You make it hard to feel right. Weak in the knees when we fight. Even your eyes can't deny everything
Yes, as Paul said before we bumped that track, Clones of Clones is one of my favorite bands in the DC area. I'm dead serious. I would be so happy if they became a household name because they are this wonderful combination of like bad, but not too bad. And they know how to stay stylish by how he's having some bleep loops in their songs.
Yeah, that's true.
That was the test. Digital single, don't see any plans about what's coming up, but whatever. But okay, so something I want to say about Clones of Clones. All right, one, we'll just do a cute story, you know, picture story first. Their bassist got married a couple of months ago, so I got to see all the guys in Clones of Clones just look totally right in wedding photos on Facebook.
Also, if you go to their Big Cartel page where you can purchase CDs and t-shirts, they also have a brand new item that is called the Dick Pic. And it is a guitar pick, and on one side it has their logo, and on the other side it's Donald Trump's face. And it's beautiful, and it's a dollar, which they say it's realized is expensive for a guitar pick, but these are the best, and also they will need the money to cover future legal expenses.
I just want this election thing to be over so bad. Like, now it's just getting in the way of other articles that I'd like to read.
I actually thought that it would be interesting to have, like, the opposite of Politico. So, like, Politico is nothing but political news. Let's have a site that is everything but political news.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Like, what is really happening in the world? Not just, like, all these crazy elections, and it's just a reality show at this point. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But I think you may have to wait till November. Or you could wait until we play the next song.
Yeah, let's do that.
Next up is Haunts. We'll be right back. That was Witches by a band called Haunts, which is made up of Caleb, Brandon, Scoops, and Eric. That is the second song in their two-song demo release that came out back in April. It is a free download on their Bandcamp, and some really wicked drum playing in that song.
And for me, what I like, I don't know, you know, it was like End of the World as We Know It type vocal delivery, except a lot cooler.
And maybe like in a minor key, like,
oh yeah,
different, but yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, similar. So they actually played their first show ever yesterday as we record this on Sunday. It was in the opening slot of the In It Together Fest 3 that was at St. Stephen's Church. And it was a big, long lineup of bands. And sadly, neither of us got to go to that. I feel like the In It Together Fest, this is an uninformed opinion because I've not been to any of them, but house shows, I've been to house shows before, and they can be fun. They can be a mess. You don't know what you're going to get. But I feel like when house shows get a lot of publicity, that tips them more into the mess category and make it more likely that A, it's going to be sound terrible, that there's going to be packed where you can't see and hear anything, and of course, that the law will roll up and shut it all down. So I would be more inclined to go to a more under the radar house show than like one that got so much press on all the sites and blogs and everything like that. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, I think it's the never ending tension between, you know, what is hip as opposed to what is popular.
Yeah. And also just like, I mean, house shows generally have pretty bad sound. And you go to a house show because you want to have a good time. You want to party. You don't necessarily really want to hear all the vocals. You don't want to hear all the subtleties of the songs. You're probably going to be packed in a room full of people way younger than you that are drinking and amateurs at it.
If I'm at a house show, I'm not going to need to hear the subtleties because I'm going to know them all already.
Well, yeah, if you're lucky, yeah.
That's just the kind of fan I am.
Yeah, so you know, it's different strokes. Like if I was thinking about like, oh, there's a band I really like and they're playing at a house show or they're playing at Black Cat or DC9 somewhere, I'll be like, well, I'm going to see them there. I'm going to actually pay real money and hear a real sound man making them sound actually good because that's the kind of fan I am. I'm not really one. I'm 40 years old.
I don't
need to party all that much.
You know, there might be a bit of a generational divide. I'm trying to avoid language that involves being like, Paul's old, 202.
I am old. I'm team old, but I also go out to shows, so I'm not that old. So, yeah. Let's hear some more music, Tony.
Yeah.
That's what we're really all about here. Next up, we're going to go back to some old 80s dark wave style with Technophobia.
I'm scared.
You can't throttle thoughts with hands. You can't throttle thoughts with hands. We'll be right back.
Technophobia's debut album is called Flicker Out, and the song that we played is the debut single from it called Negative Space. Both the Flicker Out album and the Negative Space digital single are available on their Bandcamp and on vinyl on both of the single and the album. So there you go. And crazily enough, 100% of the proceeds from both of those releases will be donated to Life Pieces to Masterpieces. They have been honored to working with that nonprofit. All the proceeds between May 12th and October 31st is going to be donated to their summer program, LPTM's Connecting Communities Across the Globe. The summer program includes breakfast, lunch, and 3 field trips a week and serves to prevent summer learning loss while engaging the program participants in a cross-cultural experience.
I am so into that. That is really cool.
It's totally, and you know, it's like all the proceeds from that from like months are going to that. So that is an encouragement to spend some money on that stuff.
Also, just this ray of sunshine amidst this gloomy industrial techno music.
It's really true. It is a counterpoint to that. So Technophobia is Katie and Steven Pettix. They are making this 80s dark wave gothy style. And let me tell you, like mid to late high school for Paul would have been all about this. That was exactly what I needed in my angsty high school days.
All right. So I gotta explore this more, because here's the thing. I have never met someone who's done like the really dark clothes. Did you like paint your nails?
No, that's the thing. It's like and to this day and then as well, I am really not fashionable.
Yeah.
And I really don't try to cover myself in a costume of any sort. So I never really like put on eyeliner or painted my nails or whatnot. I mean, the most I did
you were only sad on the inside.
I did wear a black trench coat a lot. Back before that was like a serial killer kind of a thing. Back when that was like just like, oh, I'm angsty and I like, you know, it was high school too. So that was what I was all about back then.
Not a good look these days.
No. I mean, it wasn't really all that great back then either, but it's what felt right. So, and like back in like Ministry and Nine Inch Nails and stuff like, you know, Sisters of Mercy and Skinny Puppy and that stuff. Ooh, that when I hear anything industrial, it takes me right back to that era for me.
I mean, I'm kind of wondering, just thinking about the darkness and the sadness, you know, associated with that type of music. I feel like it's more gestalt than it typically ends up embodying itself in people. I think that's more pastiche these days.
Yeah, it could be. There's still a lot of young, you know, high school kids that are really angsty.
Well, you know, I don't know anyone who postures as goth. Mm. I also don't know any Trump supporters.
There's a lot of people out there you don't know.
Yeah, I know. And that's sort of... Wow, like, I mean, it's just weird to think that there are these very, very, very different people than me. I don't know. I just want to make some podcasts.
Yeah, the most you get is if you're like Facebook friends with people like from high school or middle school, and then they post something on Facebook and you're like, well, I don't agree with that, and unfollow them, and then they're gone and you don't have to worry about it.
And then the people in the military who like, and there's like freedom rhetoric in their statuses.
Facebook is the only time when we can even come together at all. And of course, no one's minds are being changed on Facebook, and it's kind of pointless to post anything like political on there anyway. So
it's just background noise. I guess it's the equivalent of like having the TV on while you eat breakfast for me, maybe. You
know? Yeah, that's true. So that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So if you liked it, please subscribe to the podcast, get yourself an app like Overcast, and check us out in there. We're also up in the SoundCloud. If few. There are a lot of people that like listen to us only on SoundCloud. Yeah,
get us some of those Clones of Clones numbers on SoundCloud.
Oh, that seems a bit ambitious. We're also up in the Google Play Store, I guess, if you're into that, if you're on an Android phone and want to do that. So there's a lot of ways to listen to the podcast. The social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is Hometown Sounds. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. There's music videos up there in addition to the podcast. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com if you want to give us tips and advice and feedback and whatever. Please advice, really.
Coach us on our mic technique.
Or fashion. I could really use that. But really the important thing is to support all the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
All around town. And I should really remind people that the show notes that accompany each episode of the podcast has the track listing of the songs we played. And I try to put links in there to go to generally the Bandcamp page where you can either download for free or buy the release. And if there's anything that really grabbed you, really go check it out, add it to your collection and follow them. And that's what we're all about here, is we're all about building the fan base of all of these local musicians.
And being really great at content management.
Yeah, heck yeah. So we have one more song for you. This is by Wild Coast. This is the final track from their 3-song self-titled EP that came out back in July. It is a $5 download on their Bandcamp page. The EP, some songs on it also feature Kelly Cervic from Near Northeast and production from Rick Irby and Andrew Grossman.
I opted for the song because it starts with just like the cutest acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Like skipping stone across the pretty rivulet creek.
They are working on a full-length album now with Peter Larkin.
Lighthouse.
At Lighthouse Recording Studios. So that's really good. Also, if you have any like dark corners of your brain that remember a band called Color and Number, guess what? That's this band. They changed their name. So if you like this, you should check out the next show by Wild Coast. It is on Friday, August 12th. It is at a house venue that does not have a snappy name. It just has an address, which is 2206 First Street Northwest, which is near the McMillan Reservoir off North Capitol Street. Really, like, if you have a house venue, that is like the most wonderful opportunity to come up with a ridiculous
really
name.
Cool. Yeah.
Like just having, and like then if the address is the name, everybody knows where it is. Yeah. There's no like cachet style of like, oh, it's secret. Oh, where's this house venue that no one's ever heard
You're
of?
You're not going to see the address until you throw in your order to brownpapertickets.com.
Or, yeah, or that, or download the album. Or yeah. So anyway, my advice, come up with a really snappy name. I'm happy to help with that. I come up with a lot of weird names. I like to tweet them out a lot. Anyway, feel free to take one. Take one. Just take a free band name and make it your house venue name. I would really appreciate that. So anyway, hope you like this. Thanks very much, Tony.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Okay, see you next time.
please no darling.